السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Friday sermon on مُرُوءَةُ الشَّبَابِ, the moral integrity and noble spirit of the youth. Praise be to Allah, the All-Powerful, who made youth a strength between two weaknesses, the weakness of infancy and the weakness of old age. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your blessings and peace upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow his guidance. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, and myself to fear Allah. Allah the Exalted says,
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ,
and fear a day when you will be returned to Allah. O believers, the stage of youth is one of the most important phases in a person's life. That is why the Prophet ﷺ commanded us to make the best use of it, saying, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, take advantage of five things before five other things come to pass. And the first of them he mentioned was, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, your youth before your old age. So, O youth, make the best use of your youth in worshipping your Lord. Hold fast the guidance of your religion and tread through it with ease and gentleness. أُغِلُوا فِيهِ بِرِفْقٍ, as the Prophet ﷺ said, without extremism or harshness. For indeed, your Lord desires, as it says in the Qur'an,
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَنْ تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ.
Allah desires for you ease, and He does not desire for you hardship. Allah wants to accept your repentance, but those who follow their desires want you to deviate greatly. Allah wants to lighten your burdens. O youth, be a source of joy for your parents through your good conduct and beautiful kindness. Appreciate their sleepless nights in caring for you and their patience in raising you. Act upon your Lord's command.
وَاخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا.
Lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy and say, my Lord, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was small. O youth of the nation, you are the good fortune and hope of your country. Are you ready to meet its expectations? So adorn yourselves with the values of manliness, chivalry, virtue, moral integrity and noble spirit. Seize every opportunity to be diligent and industrious. Do not wait for opportunities to knock on your door. Rather, create opportunities yourselves to achieve your aspirations. Establish good families for your future country, and become a proud and prominent example in your community.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. Praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon the one after whom there is no prophet. O servants of Allah, youth are the foundations of nations. So, O youth, be defined by strength and wisdom, so that you may be the best support and most dependable source to seek aid from. Here is Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, who when an important matter arose for him, would call upon the youth and consult them. Take care not to waste your time by becoming addicted to social media, and avoid actions that could prematurely end your life, such as reckless driving or showing no care or concern in committing violations and breaking the law. Do not abandon the values upon which you were raised by your parents and forefathers, the values of piety, humility, modesty, truthfulness, sincerity, forgiveness, trustworthiness, diligence, creativity, and a sense of responsibility. You will be held accountable for your youth on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. The feet of a servant will not move from the spot on which he stands on the Day of Judgment until he is asked about four things. One of them being, وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه, about his youth and how he used it and in what he spent it. Make the words of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, may Allah protect him, a guiding light and a model for you. He said regarding the youth of the nation, I call upon them to be present in various fields of national work, for they are the main drivers of the country's path of development and progress. I urge them to hold fast to the values of our society and to preserve its national principles. May Allah send His blessings and peace upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad, his family and all his companions. May Allah be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali and all the noble companions. O Allah, preserve our youth and make them a source of peace and security for the country, Islam and Muslims. May they be a blessing and source of mercy to humanity and the world at large. O Allah, make us faithful believers in you, devoted worshippers to you, and kind and obedient children to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us with mercy and compassion when we were small. O most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, grant stability and safety to the UAE and spread mercy and peace throughout the world. O Allah, guide the President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his faithful Crown Prince to that which pleases you. O Allah, have mercy on Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Rashid, and the founding leaders. Admit them into your vast gardens by your grace and include the nation's martyrs in your mercy and forgiveness. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, believing men and believing women, those among them who are still alive and those who have passed on. O our Lord, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and protect us from the punishment of the fire. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely great and magnificent, and He will remember you. Thank Him for His blessings, and He will increase you in blessings.